This podcast is presented by Chicago Sports Nation. Chicago Sports Nation, enhancing your Chicago sports fan experience. Welcome to White Sox Nation Podcast, brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure you get that all-new and approved Lawnmower 4.0 on manscaped.com and use our code CHI, C-H-I, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. Once again, that code is CHI, C-H-I. You'll get 20% off plus free shipping. This is your host, Jack Field. We're back after a week absence. A lot has happened since today's show. We're going to take a look back at last week's games. Also, the White Sox are division winners for the first time 08, and the first time since in franchise history they will be playing in the playoffs for consecutive years. And we assume that we know the White Sox opponent, so we're going to take a look at that. Not too much, but a little bit. Talk about how this team got where they are today, and also maybe see what the White Sox should do going into postseason. What players should be on that playoff roster? How should the rotation look? How should some guys be used? We're going to talk all about that right now on White Sox Nation Podcast. With that being said, let's take a look back at last week's games for the White Sox. Last week started off with a series in Detroit. The White Sox would lose game 1-4-3. The White Sox were up 3-0, but bullpen troubles abode as Craig Kimbrel gave up the tying run and the go-ahead run, actually the go-ahead run, as the White Sox would lose late 4-3, and then the White Sox would lose to the Tigers the next day 5-3. The White Sox would jump out to an early 2-0 lead, but the Tigers put damage on the White Sox pitching, especially Jace Fry, who gave up 3 runs, and the White Sox would fall. And then the White Sox would travel to Cleveland to clinch the division. That's what they did. On Thursday, September 23rd, the White Sox in 7 innings would win 7-2. A big game for the White Sox as they hit 4 home runs, 2 courtesy of Tim Anderson, 1 of Luis Robert, and 1 of Eloy Jimenez. Then the White Sox in that game 2 of the doubleheader would lose 5-3. It was a close game, but the Indians walked it off with a 2-run home run off of Jose Ruiz. Then the White Sox would lose win the next day 1-0. It was a great performance by Dylan Cease. He threw 5 1/3 of an inning, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, and 9 strikeouts. Craig Kimbrel and Liam Hendricks looked dangerous on the mound, throwing 2 innings, 4 strikeouts, no hits, and no walks. The White Sox would then lose the next day 6-0 on Saturday. Lance Lynn got hit pretty hard, gave up 6 runs in 6 innings, and the White Sox were not able to muster a run. And then on the series finale on Sunday, the White Sox would win 5-2. It was a big game from both sides in terms of Lucas Giolito on the mound, throwing 6 innings, no earned runs, and 6 strikeouts, and the at-bat of Yasmani Grandal and Eloy Jimenez combining for 3 RBIs, and the White Sox would come in today, Monday, September 27th. We are filming right now during this White Sox game. They are playing the Detroit Tigers. It's a makeup day for one of the games that got canceled last week, so as we are recording this, the White Sox are currently leading 8-7 in the top of the ninth. We'll give you some updates on the show. But with that being said, obviously the first subject is the White Sox are your AL Central champs, and they will be in the playoffs, and they'll actually have a home playoff game. It looks that they will be the 3 seed. We'll get into that a little bit. But the point being is that the White Sox are in the playoffs, and the White Sox have won their division. It was a rough year for the White Sox. Obviously, look up all the injuries. It seems like everyone in the starting lineup was on the IL. I think the only guy I don't believe Jose Abreu was. But other than that, Yoan Moncada appeared on there, I believe, once. Tim Anderson was on there. You can even say Nick Madrigal, who was traded, but still, he was hurt for a majority of the season as well. Luis Robert, Eloy Jimenez, Yasmani Grandal. So, it's been a really rocky season for the White Sox in terms of injuries, but in terms of playing record, they've been consistent all year long. Entering today's show, they're 88-68. Obviously, like I said, they're going to be in the playoffs. They won the AL Central. They are up 11 games on Cleveland at the moment. You know, they come in with one of the best home records in the MLB with a 49-27 record. The run differential is top six in the MLB, just behind Toronto, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Houston, and the Dodgers. So, how do you analyze this year? Because just because it was a great year for the White Sox, like we talked about, I think you have to be really impressed by the job of Tony La Russa. I think you have to be really impressed just by these players. And, you know, obviously Jose Abreu, who's been the leader. Tim Anderson, obviously, another leader on the team. You know, these guys were not given an easy task coming into this year, losing Aloy in spring training. And then, obviously, Luis goes down. Then Yasmani goes down. Then Yoan was battling injuries. Obviously, the injury to Nick Madrigal halted them from a key second baseman for a couple of weeks until Cesar Hernandez was traded. Andrew Vaughn also was, hurt. I mean, there was just a lot of injuries for the White Sox. And obviously, the two guys that were consistent playing were, you know, Jose Abreu, Yoan Moncada, Tim Anderson. So, I mean, you really have to give credit to those guys because they have really done a great job at making sure this team is where they're at right now. And, you know, I think also another thing, you have to give credit to those guys in AAA. You know, the guys that were called up, and, you know, maybe they've been up since they've been called up. Maybe they were up in the first spurts, but, you know, you look at guys like Yermín Mercedes, the way he started out the year and helped the White Sox win early games. Gavin Sheets, Brian Goodwin, you know, those two guys have done a great job. Sebi Zavala, Danny Mendick, he's been up and down. Zach Collins, another guy up and down. You know, they have been a great piece to this White Sox team. And Billy Hamilton, I forgot about him as well. But my point being is they've been a great piece to this team, you know. It's all hands on deck. Everyone's been trying to do the best job they can do, and obviously we've seen that. I mean, when you're trying to place guys like Yasmani Grandal, Eloy Jimenez, Luis Robert, and Tim Anderson, that ain't easy. You know, that it is not easy to replace those types of caliber players. And we're seeing, I mean, Luis Robert is looking like Cuban Mike Trout. Eloy Jimenez is obviously the silver slugger we know. I mean, it's hard to replace those guys or just try to make up for the production that they have. And, you know, obviously they haven't fully, but the way they've been able to help the team out in close games and win those big games. You know, there were times where the White Sox weren't even fully healthy, and they won series against the Rays, the Astros, you know, a couple here and there against the Indians, the Red Sox, the Yankees, you know. So I think for the White Sox, where they are today, it's just been a great testament of how deep and how strong and how well managed the White Sox are. I mean, obviously there was a lot of criticism going into this year about Tony La Russa and if he's really the right man for the job. So I feel like for the White Sox, it's just been a well-rounded year. I think, you know, obviously White Sox fans will be excited for the blackout game, the first home playoff game, and just playoff baseball in general. And with that being said, it seems like we do know who the White Sox opponent is, barring any major fall down, I should say, from the Tampa Bay Rays. It appears it will be the White Sox against the Houston Astros in the ALDS. And the Astros looks like they'll be the 2 seed, as well the White Sox will be the 3 seed. So what that means is the White Sox go to Houston for 2, then Houston would come to Chicago for 2, and then proceeding, if there needs to be a game 5, then the White Sox would go to Houston at a best out of 5 series. So we know what to expect, because it's going to be the Astros. And I think for one thing is that, how do the White Sox fare up against them? So when you look at this team, we obviously know the talent that this team possesses in terms of Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Yordan Alvarez. You know, this is a very well-skilled team. And, you know, there's also the pitching of Zach Greinke. You know, he is one, you know, he's a veteran starter. He's been in those big types of games. And they've also had some promising pitchers as well. Lance McCullers has had himself a great year. Luis Garcia, I mean, only a 24-year-old, has had himself a great year. Framber Valdez, a 27-year-old, has had himself a great year. You know, their fifth starter is Odorizzi, and his ERA is about 4.14. But I mean, when you go in the playoffs, you don't really need five starters. And we never know what is the status on the return of Justin Verlander. You know, he might make his way to the playoffs. You know, the White Sox and Astros, they went back and forth. You know, when the White Sox went to Houston, the White Sox got swept in a four-game series. When Houston came to Chicago, the White Sox were able to win 2 of 3. So, you've obviously seen that for both teams, home and away does matter. We've seen how comfortable the Astros are at home. As of now, they are 47-28 at home. And they still have a good road record in 44-37. But what concerns you is the White Sox away record is 39-41. And obviously, like I said, those past games were the White Sox got swept. And they were all brutal. I mean, Lance Lynn got hit. Giolito got hit. Rodon got hit. So, I mean, they weren't close games at all either. But when the Houston came to Chicago, you know, the White Sox really showed who they were. I mean, Lucas Giolito had himself a standout performance. You know, we've seen the White Sox pitching rise to the occasion as well as the offense, and we'll see how this one goes. We assume it will be Houston. Obviously, like I said, barring any fall down of, I should say, the Tampa Bay Rays, who appear to have locked that number one seed. But it seems like that's going to be the White Sox and Astros, a little 0-5, you know, a little 0-5 throwback, if you want to say, even though this isn't the World Series, but still it should be a great series between the two teams. So with that being said, we're going to go to our ads by Anchor and Manscaped, and we're going to go take a look at this week's games, the final week of the regular season, and also give you an update on the playoff schedule. Breaking news. This is an important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your public service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the US and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems like Manscaped worked with Elon Musk engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Now, what makes this trimmer different than all the other trimmers? It has a new multifunction on and off switch, which you can engage a travel lock, which is created for people who like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. And looks-wise, it's sleek with a two-tone matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil-stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Show that mower off loud and proud. The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof, so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you. So you get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, and use the code CHI. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Welcome back to White Sox Nation Podcast. Remember, once again, this show is brought to you by Manscaped. Use our code CHI to get 20% off plus free shipping. This is your host, Jack Thiel. So if you're just joining us, or maybe you passed some of the opening segments, we're just talking about how the White Sox clinched the AL Central for the first time since 08 and first time in franchise history they'll be playing in the playoffs consecutive seasons. We've said how they've got there. We've also kind of previewed how it's going to be against the Houston Astros. We assume that's who they will play. We definitely do know when the White Sox will play and what those dates are, and we're going to talk about that at the end of the show. So right now, we're going to take a look at this week's game. So we're talking about how the White Sox, as we're recording right now, and Monday, September 27th, the White Sox are currently beating the Detroit Tigers 8-7 as we head to the bottom of the ninth. And then on Tuesday, the White Sox will return to Chicago for the first time since they were named AL Central champs to face off against the Cincinnati Reds. According to ESPN, it'll be Riley O'Brien, the right-hander for the Reds, and Ronaldo Lopez getting another start for the White Sox. And then on Wednesday, at 7:10 start time, will be Sonny Gray, who's actually made a start against the White Sox with the Reds already this year. A very dominant performance from him. It will be him and then Carlos Rodon, the southpaw, trying to kind of work through those injuries and let the media know that he can pitch in the playoffs. That game will be 7:10 on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, they have the off day, and then the last season series will be against these Detroit Tigers are playing right now. On Friday night, it will be Willie Peralta and Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease, who right now, if the season ended, he'd have the highest K for 9 in White Sox history. And he's also reached in the top 5 in a season for strikeout numbers for White Sox starting pitching. And on Saturday at 6:10, it'll be Matt Manning and Lance Lynn going at it. And then on Sunday to finish off the season series, it'll be Tyler Alexander and Lucas Giolito. Now, these can change, obviously, just due to the fact that, position them to pitch in certain types of games in the playoffs. So, you know, we could definitely see a lot of fluidity in these pitching matchups, and more specifically the White Sox. You know, maybe you don't pitch Lance Lynn or Lucas Giolito and save their arms for the playoffs, but obviously these can change, but these are, you know, projected starters according to ESPN. So now it's time for our bold predictions brought to you by Manscaped. The first one is, counting today's game against the Tigers, the White Sox can go 6-0 this week. You know, what a way it would be to end the regular season on a 7-game win streak and go into that series against Houston. That'd be a big way of going out. And, you know, if they were to win the next 7 games, that would put them at, I believe, 95 games. That'd be a 95-68 for the White Sox. Would be amazing. Obviously, the series against the Reds, they could struggle just because the Reds are a good team. You know, they got guys like Joey Votto, Nicholas Castellanos, Jesse Winker, Jonathan India. So it'll be a great series between both teams. But the White Sox could, you know, muster 7 straight wins just going into the playoffs. I mean, how more hot can you get? You know, what more confidence do you need? You know, obviously the White Sox have been resting their starters a lot more recently, getting ready for the playoffs. But even if they're just still able to win 7-6, you know, games, I mean, just a great way to go into the playoffs on that winning mentality, that winning attitude. Even though the White Sox, they've mentioned how, yeah, they might slide in a couple games, but that they fans, you know, shouldn't worry, that they're going to be ready when it comes to the playoffs and that they're ready to win it and there's going to be no slouching for them. So with that being said, we're going to go to our bold predictions. That was kind of the first one. White Sox go 7-0. I think the next one will be in Dylan Cease's next start. He throws 12 strikeouts. The reason I say that is just because Dylan Cease has been an animal on the mound. His strikeout numbers are some of the best in the league and some of the best in White Sox history. So I think for the White Sox and Dylan Cease specifically, he's going to have himself a 12 or more strikeout performance. The next one is Jose Abreu. He needs one more home run for 30 home runs, and that would put him on the 30 home run, 100 RBI list once again. I think he does it this week. I think Jose is definitely trying to get hot or forward the playoffs and definitely find that groove. Another one I think is Yoan Moncada has 2 home runs this week. I think Moncada is another guy trying to search for those powers. He's obviously got the contact and on base percentage, and I feel like Yoan maybe want to look for that power before the playoff start. And the last bold prediction is that the White Sox bullpen doesn't give up an earned run. Now, that's probably the boldest prediction we've had all year long, but the reason being is the White Sox bullpen, you would love to see them ramp up and playing their best baseball ahead of the playoffs. You know, at the end of the day, you want this White Sox team to be as ready as it can be. And, you know, for the White Sox, obviously the bullpen has some issues this year, and obviously that's the last thing you want, but I think for the Southsiders, you just go into it with a great mentality, and hopefully you can fix those woes. So now we're going to talk about the playoff schedule for the White Sox. So the White Sox, we assume, will have the second or third seed.
I think it's kind of impossible for them to get the first seed. So this is the schedule if they were to be the second or third seed in the ALDS. So this is how the playoffs schedule. We do not know how the how the times will work. That's something we do not know yet, but we do know the postseason schedule. So for the division series, it's going, like, once again, it's going to be the best out of five. They will start on Thursday and Friday night. So Thursday being October 7th and Friday being October 8th, they will be playing in those two games. Like I said, we do not know the times yet. And then on Sunday will be game three. And then if necessary, they will have game four on Monday, October 11th. And then if necessary, game five on Wednesday, October 13th. So about a 5-day span, or 7-day, I should say. Yeah, 5-day span for White Sox baseball. They will start off the ALDS on the road, it seems like, Thursday and Friday. And then it appears that that first home game would be on Sunday, October 10th. These games are going to be either on Fox Sports 1 or the MLB Network. So we'll see how that works out. We'll see the times and everything. But it seems like the White Sox will be playing on those days and on those dates. So that being said, this is the White Sox Nation podcast. You can listen to it every Monday on all podcasting platforms. It's your host, Jack Thiel, signing off and saying, have a great day, everybody.
Breaking news. This is an important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your public service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the U.S. and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems like Manscaped worked with Elon Musk engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Now, what makes this trimmer different than all the other trimmers? It has a new multifunction on and off switch, which you can engage a travel lock, which is created for people who like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. And looks-wise, it's sleek with a two-tone matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil-stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Show that mower off loud and proud. The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof, so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you. So you get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, and use the code CHI. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.